Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because Jesus first loved me. Hallelujah. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come on this morning with an humble heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for this day and every day. Father, humble ourselves before you, and we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your goodness, your love, and your mercies. Thank you, Father. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to greet you on this morning and welcome you to our platform here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ, He is Lord. We are rejoicing in this a day that the Lord God, He has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this, the Lord's day. Amen. Thank you for being here. Please have a seat at the table. Enjoy our services. We meet on this platform. Amen. Every morning. Amen. To begin our day. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is King. Amen. Jesus Christ, He is everything. Amen. We pray that everybody had a most wonderful holiday weekend as we celebrated Good Friday, as we celebrated the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we celebrated, amen, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because truly He is alive, truly He is well. And we just want to, amen, just keep celebrating. We're not celebrating just on that weekend, but we celebrate every day. Every day belongs to the Lord. Every day is His. Amen. It's a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Amen. So whatever you did, maybe you, amen, was with family, maybe you weren't, amen, maybe you ate, amen, and feasted, maybe you didn't, maybe you fasted, glory be to God, maybe you had on a new outfit, maybe you had on a pair of jeans, amen, glory be to God. It's not about all that, amen, hallelujah, but whatever you did, amen, we pray, amen, that Jesus was on your mind. Beloved, amen. We're just going to share with you just for a couple minutes today, amen, as we continue to launch Amen. The week, amen, the week began on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we praise him. Beloved, now that Easter has come and gone, the Easter candy is going on sale, the Easter clothes and all of that going on sale. Amen. Glory be to God. The good music. Amen. The songs. Amen. Just a wonderful time. We just want to thank God. Thank God for this most holy calendar, holy holiday on the calendar, the Christian calendar and every calendar. Easter has come and gone. Amen. Glory be to God. As we celebrate, amen, the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Good Friday. Amen. Easter Sunday. Resurrection. That's come and it has gone. But now we just want to still ponder for those of us, amen, who are caught up in the mix, caught up in the activities, caught up in the drama, the anxiety, caught up, amen, and whatever you was caught up in. Amen. We just want to sit back, amen, and really understand why, amen, why did he come? What made Jesus come? He came, we celebrated his birth, okay? Around Christmas, we celebrate his birth, okay? And around this time of the year, we celebrate his death. Then we celebrate his resurrection 3 days later. But what is this all about? Why did Jesus come? Because you'll be surprised how many people are caught up in the festivities but do not even know why Jesus came. Beloved, I just want to remind you, glory be to God, that we might reminisce this day and every day for the rest of our lives. And St. John chapter 10, verse number 10, Jesus makes it. There's several reasons why Jesus came. This morning, we just want to focus on one. He tells us in St. John 10 and 10, he says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am come. Jesus was born through the Virgin Mary, entered the earth realm, left heaven, grew 33 and a half years, took on the robe of flesh, 100% man, 100% God. But he said, I came that you might have life and more abundant life. Beloved, hallelujah, in his coming, Jesus did. In Jesus coming, he gave us an example. Glory be to God. In his coming, amen, how he suffered. In his coming, how he was rejected. In his coming, how he was opposed. In his coming, how he agonized on Calvary. In his coming, how he died. And in his coming, how he rose again. He makes it plain. He says, I am come, I am come, I am come, and I am come for a reason. Now, beloved, unfortunately, many people have become distracted. Because when they read this scripture where Jesus says, I have come that you may have life more abundantly, they believe that abundance equates to a life filled with more possessions. They believe that abundance means a bigger house. It means more automobiles, a bigger automobiles. Glory be to God. A fancy wardrobe and who gobs of money in the bank. See, so a lot of people, when they think about, you know, abundance, the bling bling, the jewelry, amen, all of the earthly goods and you know, razzle and dazzle. A lot of people, beloved, a lot of people think that that is abundance. And that's what Jesus came and died. Jesus came and died to give them a Rolex watch. Huh? Jesus came and died for that. Glory be to God. To build their real estate portfolio. Glory be to God. But, beloved, when we read in Luke 12 and 15, Jesus says this. He says, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Jesus said here, take heed and beware of greed. That word covetousness is means greed. More of this, more of this. Give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more. But one's life, amen. It's when he used this word life, it's the same word. When Jesus said in John 10:10, I came that ye may have life and that more abundantly. That same word, Zoe, okay, is the same word that he uses here in Luke 12:15. Take heed and beware of greed, because one's life, one's Zoe, amen. Zoe means abundance, abundance. The life as God has it. He said, take heed, because a man's life, a man's Zoe, consists not in the abundance of things that he possessed. That is not God's definition of abundance. You accumulating and getting more of this and getting more of that and getting more of this and getting more of that. No, Glory be to God. Yes, God wants you to have abundance. He wants you to have it. But he also wants you to understand this, beloved. It's not in what you accumulate on earth. Because a lot of people got a lot of stuff, but they are on their way to hell and destruction. It's not in all of that. If you got two pair of shoes, you're doing good because you only need one. You can only wear one at a time. If you have two outfits, guess what? You have more than enough because you can only wear one at a time. Glory be to God. It's not what we and what we accumulate. Most people have become distracted because they misinterpret abundant life, and they don't quite understand what that word, they have their private interpretation of what that word means, not really digging deep to know, amen, what the Lord is saying about that Zoe type of life. So therefore, in their misinterpretation, they're working multiple jobs to achieve things that Jesus did not come for. They're working for the abundant life that Jesus came and died to give us the abundant life, yet they're working for it. Why? Because they have a misinterpretation. You see, beloved, they're working for acquisition, not for abundance. Let me ask you a question this morning as I close. Are you working for acquisition? Or are you working for abundance? Are you working to get more of this, more of this, more of this? Glory be to God. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Are you working for acquisition? Glory be to God. Covetousness, greed, can't never get enough. The more you get, the more you want. Living in houses you can't afford, riding automobiles you can't afford, spending money that you don't have. Glory be to God. Acquisition. This world is caught up in acquisition, and then they try to justify it and say that Jesus wants us to live abundant. Jesus wants us to live large. Jesus wants us to have all that, beloved, but that is not what Jesus meant. Jesus didn't say, I came that ye may have acquisition. He said, I came that ye might have life and have that more abundantly. Glory be to God. Because, hallelujah, as Luke 12 says, hallelujah, our life, our Zoe, our abundance does not consist in the things which we possess. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, Jesus promised to fulfill all of our needs, and he did. But he wants, and he does indeed wants us to live an abundant life, which is one of the reasons he came and died and what Calvary is all about in the first place. In that he gave us redemption, he paid the price for our sins, he made it possible for us to be justified, to be made right with God, to practice living here as we will live in heaven, sanctified, set apart to God, ultimately to be glorified, living that abundant life, joy when it seems to be no reason for joy. That's why he came, beloved. Hallelujah. This is what he came for, the abundant life. So my question to you, now that, amen, the festivities have died down until next year this time, I want you to ask yourself and examine yourself today, beloved, because the Bible says we, if we judge ourselves, if we judge our own self, if we do introspection, if we really have a deep look inside and ask God to show us ourselves as he sees us, if we tell the real truth and nothing but the truth, if we are brutally honest with ourselves, he tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you're running after are going to run after you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So let me ask you a question. What are you seeking? I didn't say what your neighbor was seeking, what your spouse is seeking. Huh? I didn't ask you that. What are your children seeking? I didn't ask you that. I asked you a question today. Let's make it real personal. What are you seeking? Are you seeking acquisition? Or are you truly seeking abundance? The Zoe type of life, that which has eternal significance. That's what he wants for you, and that's what he wants for me. Abundance and not acquisition. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come to say thank you. We come to bless you and we come to praise you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for Jesus' life. We thank you for his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus came to give us an abundant life. Jesus didn't die to give us stuff, Father God. The stuff is automatic when we seek him. So therefore, he encourages us not to seek the stuff, but seek the giver. Have a personal relationship with him and him alone. Forgive us, Father God, if we have been seeking acquisition. Father, greed, never satisfied. Accumulating stuff just to be accumulated stuff, Father God. Under the misunderstanding that the accumulation of our stuff represents abundance when it does not. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. And Father God, as we continue to walk in the spirit of love as we continue to walk in the spirit of the resurrection, knowing that when Jesus got up, we got up, knowing, Father God, that we are new creatures in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Knowing Jesus' true definition of abundance, Father. Hallelujah. It's a walk, a life in the spirit, walking in the spirit, living in the spirit, living in holiness, Father God, living set from the world, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. That is abundance all by itself. Hallelujah. Because, Father God, we can walk in the spirit and not have $5 in our pocket. Hallelujah. But according to the Zoe life, still rich, because rich in the spirit. And we're rich in the spirit. We are rich indeed. Thank you, Father. Because a lot of people are rich, but they're poor. They're rich in material possessions, but they're poor in the spirit. And then you have some, Father God, that's poor in material possessions, but they're rich in the spirit. Those are the ones that are living the abundant life. It's a paradox. Hallelujah. But we agree with you. So, Father God, every sin of omission and commission, everywhere that we have been carnal and chasing, Father God, after the wrong things, we ask that you would forgive us. And starting this day, Father, that we will seek the Zoe type of life, life in the spirit, walking with you, humble, submitted, and love and faith and in obedience. And we give your name the praise, and we give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice today, Father, that do not know you in the pardon of their sins, we ask, Father God, that you would give them the will, Father God, to turn towards you while there is time, to ask for forgiveness and salvation while they have breath to do so. Thank you, Father. Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. In Jesus' name, bless us as we come together at the altar to pray, Father God, knowing that man ought to always pray and not to faint, and your house shall be called a house of prayer. Thank you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Acquisition or abundance, beloved? Hallelujah. What's your answer? What are you seeking? What are you going after? What's most important to you? Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have a lovely and marvelous and a fulfilled day of abundance as opposed to acquisition. God bless. Amen, amen, and amen.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord. Give me you, everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you, Lord. Give me you.